This audio is brought to you by MuslimCentral.com.
إن الحمد لله نحمده ونستعينه ونستغفره ونعوذ بالله من شرور أنفسنا ومن سيئات أعمالنا من يهده الله فلا مضل له ومن يضلله فلا هادي له وأشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وأشهد أن محمدا عبده ورسوله قال تعالى في القرآن المجيد والفرقان الحميد يا أيها الذين آمنوا اتقوا الله حق تقاته ولا تموتن إلا وأنتم مسلمون رب اشرح لي صدري ويسر لي أمري واحلل عقدة من لساني يفقهوا قولي. All praises belong to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. We praise Him, we seek His help and support in all our matters, and we send peace, salutations, mercy and blessings upon the last of the prophets, the leader of all the messengers, Muhammad Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, upon his household, upon his companions, and upon all those who follow him up until the last day. My brothers and sisters in Islam, as always, the first thing that we advise each other on every Jum'ah, on every Friday, is to gain the consciousness of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And we begin in the same way that we ask Allah Rabbul Izzah to give and grant us this quality of being conscious of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in open and in secret. Alhamdulillah, as we all are aware that we are going through some of the best days of the entire year. The first 10 days of the Hijjah. And we thank Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala for giving us this opportunity to be able to live in these days. And we ask Allah azza wa jal to give us guidance and tawfiq to make use of these days. Indeed, as Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he said, there are no days in which the righteous deeds, the good deeds, are more beloved to Allah Azza wa Jal than in these 10 days of the Hijjah. My brothers and sisters in Islam, the topic of today's khutbah is about some of the selected advices by the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. If we actually understand the framework of Islam, we know that Islam is our deen, our way of life. And we know that Islam is prescribed by Allah Azza wa Jal. And we know that Islam is described by the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. So whatever comes from the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is actually the description of that prescription from Allah Azza wa Jal. As Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, He says, وَمَا يَنْتِقُ عَنِ الْحَوَىٰ إِنْ هُوَ إِلَّا وَحْيُ يُوحَىٰ. He does not speak, Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he does not speak anything from himself except that it is a wahi from Allah. It is a revelation, a message from Allah Azza wa Jal. So the life of Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is the most important for the believers. In order to walk that path, we need to know what is the life of Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. What are the advices of Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam? What are the prohibitions that he has given to the ummah of Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam? So, to understand the framework, unless we know Allah and we know Rasul,
Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, we will not be able to do justice to this way of life, and that is Islam. And that brings us to a point of reflection that how important are the advices of Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam in our lives. Allah Azza wa Jalla, He says, لَقَدْ كَانَ لَكُمْ فِي رَسُولِ اللَّهِ أُسْوَةٌ حَسَنًا. Indeed, in the life of Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, you have the best example to follow. Allah being the Khaliq, the creator of every one of us, and everything exists in this creation. He knows the nature of the human. Human beings naturally are inclined towards someone and looks up to someone to follow. This is among the human nature. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, He brought this shining example in the life of Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam and told us that look, for you, from the day that you're born until you die, you have one biggest, best example to follow, and that is Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. So, when we talk about the example of Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, this topic of the selective advices of Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam comes into picture. What were the advices of Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam was given to Sahaba at that time, which are relevant for all time? To begin with, Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, He said to Abu Dharr radiallahu anhu, ittaqillah haythuma kunt. Fear Allah, be conscious of Allah Azza wa Jal wherever you may be. This one short statement of Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam has got a meaning like an ocean. He said, ittaqillah, be conscious of Allah, haythuma kunt, wherever you may be. So Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is advising you and me and to the ummah at large that be conscious of Allah, be mindful of Allah wherever you may be. Because many a times we become very good when we are in the masjid or when we are with some good people. But when we go out of that scope, we try to behave in a manner which is not desirable. We try to think things which are not expected. We try to perform certain acts which are not acceptable. So Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, He said, be aware of Allah wherever you may be. You are in the masjid or in the market. You are in the homes or in your offices. Wherever you are, be mindful of Allah. What do we mean when we say be mindful of Allah? Be aware of Allah. Be conscious of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. It means that you have to ensure that you have that mental status, that understanding and that mindset that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has created you, and He has created you for a purpose, and He is watching you every now and then. So if you want to do anything bad, if you want to think anything bad, if you want to plan anything bad, that stops there itself. Why? Because you have the presence of Allah, that mindset that Allah is watching me. This is taqwa of Allah. It's like that you took your car on the streets. Wherever there is a hurdle or hindrance, you press a brake. Why? Because there's a danger that comes in front of you. If there are cars that you are made, you be careful. If there are bumps, then you slow down. If there are cameras, you slow down. You try to be conscious driver. You and me are driving our lives with the consciousness of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. This is what Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam gave the advice, ittaqillah haythu ma kunt. Be aware and conscious of Allah wherever you may be. you are playing in your life, be conscious of Allah. If you are a leader of your home, be conscious of Allah. If you are a follower in your home, be conscious of Allah. If you are a father, be conscious of Allah. If you are a mother, be conscious of Allah. If your children, be conscious of Allah. If you are a neighbor, be conscious of Allah. So your whole life goes in the consciousness of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So you're always connected with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. You don't leave. Those who have taqwa of Allah, they cannot live away from Allah. So when you think that you're doing anything, you know, not desirable or that is sinful, then you have to go away from Allah in order to do that. With the company of Allah, in the term spiritually, you will not do anything wrong. So the taqwa, it comes as a barrier. Taqwa comes from a root word, waqaya, which means a barrier between you and the bad. A barrier between you and any sin, any wrong, any evil. So you try to protect yourself and always be mindful of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. This is the first advice of Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam that I would like to give in this sunnah. Ittaqillah haythuma kunt. Be conscious of Allah wherever you may be. Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he also said and advised us to the Ummah of Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam through many Sahaba, may Allah be pleased with them. Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he said, obtain modesty, shyness, it is the part of Iman. Haya is a part of Iman. I'tidal, modesty is what is required in Islam. Be shyful, be modest. And the most important shyness or being modest is in front of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. For example, if we were to do something wrong, we would try not to do it in front of our elders. Why? Because we are shy, we're modest. We're trying to protect that because I can't do anything in front of my father, for example. The value of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is much more than that. He subhanahu wa ta'ala, he deserves that we be shyful, we be mindful, we be modest in front of Allah much more than anybody else. So be modest is the second advice of Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Be shyful, have haya in life, because haya and iman, they go together. The more haya that we have, the more iman it uplifts. The lesser the haya is, the lesser the iman will be. So haya and iman, it goes together. I request brothers, if you can push yourself with the front. So the haya and iman, it goes together. In order for us to keep our iman higher, we need to be shy. We need to have that haya, that element of modesty, that humility for Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. The third advice of Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is that whenever we do sin, and we know that we all commit sins, we all make mistakes. Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he gave a beautiful advice. He said, whenever you do a sin, follow it up with that which is good. Follow up with a good deed, because good deeds removes or repels the bad deeds. So what does it mean? It means that you are making tawbah to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. You are returning to Allah. You have gone away from Allah by obtaining or something which is not desirable, which is, you know, prohibited. Now you have decided to do good deed. To do good deed, you need to come back to who? To Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So ruju, that return to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, is a beautiful advice from the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Whenever you do any act of sin, or whenever any act of sin is committed by you, intentionally or unintentionally, follow it up with that which is good. For example, if you do something wrong, make sure that you pay zakat. You pay charity to someone. Praying a mosque, for example, the pious people of the past, they used to do the similar things. If they used to commit one sin, they used to perform, you know, many rakah of nawafil. In a way that good deed, it is followed up with that which was done wrong, for example. So Prophet ﷺ is giving a beautiful advice, because none of us are away from sins. We all make mistakes and commit sins. So the moment we commit a sin which we know, if I do something wrong, I better witness of myself, number one. So when I do something wrong, I know that I've done wrong. So what do? I follow it up with that which is good, for the sake of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. This is again a beautiful advice from Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. أَقُولُ قَوْلِ هَذَا أَسْتَغْفِرُ اللَّهِ لَكُمْ فَاسْتَغْفِرُوهُ إِنَّهُ هُوَ الْغَفُورُ الرَّحِيمُ. My brothers and sisters, as we were discussing the advices from our beloved Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, the first we discussed about to be mindful of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, to have taqwa of Allah in our lives. Number two, we talked about how important it is to be modest and shyful. Number three, we talked about tawbah to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And this is one of the greatest days, you know, where we can actually get back to Allah Azza wa Jalla. These are the best 10 days of the entire year. Generally, what happens or what is apparent is we don't pay these 10 days the reception that we should do. While we do that reception to Ramadan, whenever Ramadan comes, we are so excited and we are so enthused about these days of Ramadan. Remember, my brothers and sisters, these 10 days are better than the days of Ramadan even. The days, not the nights. The days. In terms of the night, the last 10 nights are greater. That's not, there's no doubt about it. But in terms of the days, these are the best days of the entire year. Who knows? We will be there for the next year in spending these 10 days or not. So make hay while sunshine. Use the opportunity before we lose the opportunity. So turn to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is what the advice of Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. The fourth advice that he gave to us, as mentioned in this khutbah, is to be kind and have good treatment to the people. Having kindness and compassion towards people is among the greatest ways of developing a beautiful and affectionate society. Among the treatment of goodness to the people, the first comes our parents. So Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he said, be best to your parents. Among the people, we have the people, like for example, we have parents, we have, you know, spouses, children, neighbors, society, relatives, friends. Among all, Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he advised us to be kind and to be best to our parents. How what may? There is no parallel. There is no replacement of the parents. And this is something which came as an advice from the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, that we be kind to our parents. As Allah Azza wa Jalla also says in Surah Al-Bani Israel, among the advices that he gave, he said that be kind to your parents. If one of them or both of them attain the old age, do not say uff to them. You know, the Arabic word uff is an expression that comes on our faces when our parents say something which we don't want to accept. We try to make faces. You know, he's talking about this age or what? So we try to make expression in front of our parents. That is an expression of uff. And Prophet Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, speak to them in the best way. So Allah uses the word وَبِالْوَالِدَيْنِ إِحْسَانًا. This ihsan is the highest level that you can attain in Islam. You have Islam, you have Iman, and then you have what? Ihsan. Allah uses the same term, ihsan. وَبِالْوَالِدَيْنِ إِحْسَانًا. We are living in an age, subhanAllah, where children, they don't talk to their parents while they get older. Days pass by, weeks pass by, months pass by. The son doesn't call if the parents, you know, are away from them. They don't even call. They don't ask, how are they doing? We are living in such an age. And this advice comes like a reminder for all of us that we must do the best to our parents. While we are talking, while we are listening to our parents, while we are behaving with our parents, while we are doing anything good to our parents, while we are responding to our parents, every level of acts that we are doing to our parents, it must be of the highest level. Ihsan, the best way. That is what Prophet Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam advised. Among the treatment, he also said, take care of your women. O believers, take care of your women. If you take care of that one heart, as I mentioned, she will take care of the entire family. As leaders of the home, we tend to misuse sometimes the role that we are given by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and we mistreat women. And we do injustice to women. And Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he warned us and reminded us, even in Qudbatul Ghada, among the farewell sermon, he said, O believers, be good to your women. Be good to your women. Be it your mother or wife or anyone. Be good to your women. And that is the advice from Prophet Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. Among the good treatment also comes our neighbors. In terms of the relations and the importance that Islam gives, subhanAllah, to the neighbors is so much so that the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he said, I would think about the rights of the neighbors that Jibreel, he brings to me. I was thinking that he would even give and make them liable to have my hair, to make them as a wirasa for me, as a part of inheritance also have to give to the neighbors. I was assuming so much. The rights of the neighbors are so many. And we are living in the current time, we don't even know the name of our neighbor, unfortunately. We don't even know who is living beside. We don't know. And it is not necessary that the neighbor should be a Muslim or non-Muslim. Regardless of that, a neighbor is a neighbor. And the neighbor in deen of Allah has rights. So we need to ensure that we obtain this, again, advice from Prophet Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. The last thing that I would like to share with you is about the advice of Prophet Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam today to obtain the voluntary acts. You see, what helps and supports or supplements our wajibat are the nawafil. Among the nawafil, the Prophet Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, he advises to Abu Hurairah radiallahu anhu in particular, and to the Ummah in general, that you must fast 3 days of the year, of the month. You must pray Salatul Duha. You must pray Salatul Witr. These are the three key advices that Prophet Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam gave to Abu Hurairah radiallahu anhu. And he said, I would never ever leave them throughout my life until I die. So the importance of voluntary acts becomes so important, especially in these days that we are going through the days of the Hijjah. SubhanAllah, as we know, these are the days where we are recommended by Prophet Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam to fast. These 9 days of the Hijjah, we are asked by the Prophet Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam to fast. And these are the days which are the most, you know, beloved days to Allah Subhanahu Wa Ta'ala. And it has the greatest of all days, and that is Yawmul Arafah, the day of Arafah. This is the biggest day of the entire year. So for example, you have the biggest day where you have everything free, whatever you want to shop around, you will see everyone will shop around. Why? Because that's the day where everything is given for free. That is the day where Allah frees his slave from Allah and enters them into Jannah. May Allah help us to enter into Jannah. This is the day that we should never ever miss, and we should plan on that day by fasting on that day, by keeping certain selective, you know, choosy supplication for that day. We should make sure that we do the best deeds possible on that particular day of Yawmul Arafah, which is the ninth day of the Hijjah. So these were the prophetic advices that were given by our Rasul, by our Nabi, Prophet Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, and these are all worth learning for us in order to be able to earn the pleasure of Allah Subhanahu Wa Ta'ala. We ask Allah Subhanahu Wa Ta'ala to help us all to practice what we preach. We ask Allah Subhanahu Wa Ta'ala to help us practice what we learn. We ask Allah Subhanahu Wa Ta'ala to enrich those who are poor. We ask Allah Subhanahu Wa Ta'ala to cure those who are sick. We ask Allah Subhanahu Wa Ta'ala to put the mercy and the rahmah on this particular country, the beautiful country that we're living in the United Arab Emirates. We ask Allah Subhanahu Wa Ta'ala to protect and grant well-being to the rulers of this beautiful country, the United Arab Emirates. We ask Allah Subhanahu Wa Ta'ala to shower His mercy on all the Muslim lands, to erase the problems, the difficulties, the challenges that the Muslims are going through across the globe. We ask Allah Subhanahu Wa Ta'ala to drop the point of guidance to the whole of humanity so that they become those who please Allah Subhanahu Wa Ta'ala. We ask Allah Subhanahu Wa Ta'ala ultimately to make us among those who will be with Muhammad Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam in the highest levels of Jannah, witnessing the face of Allah Subhanahu Wa Ta'ala. Inna Allah ya'fu bil'adl wal-ihsan wa ita'i dhil-qurba wa yanha 'anil fahsha'i wal-munkari wal-baghi ya'idhukum la'allakum tadhakkarun. Waqtiy as-salah.